Now we'll look at green jobs. And when we hear about these jobs in environmentally friendly companies, it's usually about big buildings and wind turbines, for instance. But entrepreneurs are also adding environmentally friendly jobs to local economies, often as small businesses that employ just one or two people. Lou Bluen from the Allegheny Front at WESA in Pittsburgh profiles one small business that really does live up to its green label.
Calling Deirdre Price's new backyard a yard might be just a little bit generous.
So we basically got five lots, 3.5, or a hillside that is completely covered with bramble and brush and poison ivy and stuff like that.
And that's not an uncommon thing in Pittsburgh. Look around and you'll see hundreds of skinny homes stacked on hillsides like candles on a tiered birthday cake. The big lot, which is about a quarter acre in all, is a big reason Price bought this house. But to clear her new yard, she had to call on a special breed of landscaper.
Goats, goats, goats!
That's Carrie Pavlik, goats, goats. And she is out here today with her team, nine goats, her husband Doug Plissay, and, oh yeah, a guard donkey.
Hobo! The donkey's name is Hobo.
So here's how any of this makes any sense. Pavlik and Plissay recently started a goat landscaping business, which basically means they use goats to clear overgrown properties like Price's. Step one, Doug Plissay sets up a temporary electric fence around the property. Then they bring in the goats and the donkey.
The donkey is a livestock guardian. If a coyote were to breach the fence, he would chase them off.
With a perimeter established, the goats then do what goats do, which is to eat their way through the wilderness of Price's backyard.
Goats can go places that human landscapers and machinery can't, like steep slopes or tight spaces. They don't care about itchy or thorny plants like poison ivy or blackberry or other thorns. They actually really like those plants.
And Plissay says in about 2 weeks, they'll have cleared this entire quarter acre.
Yeah, I mean, goats are, I think, particularly advantageous for parcels that maybe fall in between like what's easy for a homeowner to do and what's easy for a brush hog to do.
Using goats rather than heavy equipment has other benefits, too. Goats are a lot quieter, and they're greener. They don't need any gas, and they can chew through plants that would usually require spraying herbicides. Goats even get at roots and seeds, so unwanted plants don't come back. And the only collateral damage from having a herd roam your property actually has a silver lining.
So the goat poop, you won't really see that around because it's very small, it's dry, it's just great fertilizer, we leave it.
I'd say that goat poop is the most pleasant of the poops.
One potential downside, these goats aren't cheap. Price is renting them for about 2 weeks. Total cost, about $1,500. She admits she didn't call around to get quotes from other landscapers. She wanted the goats here mostly because they were cool. And she says the neighborhood has been digging them too.
The kid up the street has pretty well convinced his mother, who's pretty well convinced his father, to get goats.
The neighborhood may be catching a little goat fever. Bob Steele, one of Price's neighbors, says his lawn is begging for a small herd.
I stare longingly over the fence, saying, I wish they were mine. I'm hoping. You're talking to the person who has to mow 3/4 of an acre, and it's on a hill.
Bob could get his wish and get some help with that hill. The city of Pittsburgh recently revised its livestock ordinance to clear the way for homeowners to keep goats, much like people keep backyard chickens. And for Pavlik and Plissay, business is booming. They're already booked up through the fall and hope to double the size of their landscaping herd and hire an employee next year. There are certainly enough overgrown hillsides in Pittsburgh to keep the herd going for a while. For Here and Now, I'm Lou Bluen in Pittsburgh.